Hello there, faithful listener. You've tuned in to Season 7 of the Bible Explained podcast. So make sure to grab your cup of coffee, because today we are going to be discussing the book of 1 Samuel. Hello, faithful listeners, and good morning. Hope that you all have a good old cup of coffee or a cup of tea in front of you right now, because we're going to be talking about a new chapter of 1 Samuel, which is 1 Samuel 21. And we're going to be jumping through the Bible a few times today, so be prepared for that. So I encourage you guys to grab your Bible in the version that you prefer, but as usual, I'll be reading out of the WEB. This is 1 Samuel 21, 1 through 9. Then David came to Nob to Ahimelech the priest. Ahimelech came to meet David trembling and said to him, "Why are you alone and no man with you?" David said to Ahimelech the priest, "The king has commanded me to do something and has said to me, 'Let no one know anything about the business about which I send you and what I have commanded you. I have sent the young men to a certain place. Now therefore, what is under your hand? Please give me 5 loaves of bread in my hand or whatever is available.' The priest answered David and said, 'I have no common bread, but there is the holy bread, if only the young men have kept themselves from women.' David answered the priest and said to him, 'Truly, women have been kept from us as usual these 3 days. When I came out, the vessels of the young men were holy, though it was only a common journey. How much more than today shall their vessels be holy?' So the priest gave him the holy bread, for there was no bread there but the show bread that was taken from before Yahweh to put hot bread in the day when it was taken away. Now a certain man of the servants of Saul was there that day, detained before Yahweh, and his name was Doeg the Edomite, the best of the herdsmen who belonged to Saul. David said to Ahimelech, 'Isn't there here under your hand a spear or a sword? For I haven't brought my sword or my weapons with me, because the king's business required haste.' The priest said, 'Behold, the sword of Goliath, the Philistine, whom you killed in the valley of Elah, is here wrapped in a cloth behind the ephod. If you would like to take that, take it, for there is no other except that here.' David said, 'There is none like that. Give it to me.'" All right, let's do a quick recap. So you guys remember that David is on the run from King Saul, his father-in-law. And the reason he's on the run is because King Saul was super jealous and threatened by David and David's success that he was able to have. And that was because Saul knew that God was taking the kingdom away from him and giving it to David. However, King Saul really had nothing to be threatened about with David, just because David was not Saul's enemy. In fact, David really liked Saul, loved Saul even, I would argue, and really had no ill will towards Saul at all, even when Saul goes, you know, berserk on him. David was very kind to Saul the entire time. But because Saul is so convinced that David is his enemy, he is now decided to publicly try to kill David and get anybody he can to try to kill David. Now David is on the run after all of this. And so in verse 1 of 1 Samuel 21, it says, David came to Nob to Ahimelech the priest. Ahimelech came to meet David trembling and said to him, "Why are you alone and no man with you?" So David gets to this place called Nob, and there is a temple there. And Ahimelech, the priest of that temple, it looks like, came out to meet David, and Ahimelech was trembling, is what it said, because he saw David coming. Perhaps he knew of David or knew David in the past. They had met before. But he sees David, the son-in-law to the king, a prominent official, coming into the temple, probably looking very disheveled and alone as well. So this freaks out Ahimelech. So he comes to David trembling, and he says, "Why are you alone and no man with you?" So let's see what David's response is. David said to Ahimelech the priest, "The king has commanded me to do something, and has said to me, 'Let no one know anything about the business about which I send you and what I have commanded you. I have sent the young men to a certain place.'" So David just outright lies to Ahimelech. This is a complete and total lie. As we know, David is a fugitive. He is running away from King Saul. Saul has not sent David on any business at all. So David outright lies to one of God's priests. And this ends up coming back to bite David in the butt, and also everybody else who was in this temple as well. David's lie right here ended up causing some very terrible consequences. So David lies to Ahimelech and he just says, look, I'm just out on business. Don't worry about me being alone. I have companions nearby, is what he says to Ahimelech. And Ahimelech, of course, has no reason to think that David is lying. Why would he think that? David is the son-in-law to the king. Ahimelech very likely did not know that David was being targeted by Saul, because up until this point, Saul was pretty quiet about wanting to kill David, so not a lot of people knew about it, and most likely the news just hadn't reached Ahimelech yet that David was on the run and was a fugitive of Israel. So Ahimelech believes David's story, of course. Now, you might ask, though, why did David lie? What was the point of this lie? Well, I think the reason David lied was because, first and foremost, his faith was a little bit shaken, and also because he was afraid for his life. So he was trying to take something into his own hands, and he ends up lying to one of God's priests. And I don't think David should have done this by any measure, because God would have protected David. And we know that because God had said he was going to protect David. And David also knew that he was anointed. He knew he was anointed to be the next king. So his faith was shaken. And perhaps he feared that if Ahimelech knew that David was on the run from Saul, that Ahimelech would try to either kill David or contact King Saul and tell Saul where David was. So David lies to save his own skin. So he also says here, I have sent the young men to a certain place. Now, personally, I do not think that that part was a lie. I do think that David had companions with him because of what we will talk about in Matthew chapter 12, but I'm not going to get to that just yet. But keep that in mind. I'll go back to that in a moment. But anyway, after David gives this lie to Ahimelech, Ahimelech believes it. And so David says to Ahimelech, what is under your hand? Please give me 5 loaves of bread in my hand or whatever is available. In other words, what do you have that I can eat? Ahimelech answers David, I have no common bread, but there is holy bread, if only the young men have kept themselves from women. So let's refresh ourselves on what holy bread is. And that brings us to Leviticus chapter 24, verses 5-9, when God is speaking about the olive oil and the bread that the priests were supposed to set out before the Lord. Here's what it says, and this is Yahweh speaking to the Levitical priests in the Old Testament law. It says, take the finest flour and bake 12 loaves of bread using 2/10 of an ephah for each loaf. Arrange them in 2 stacks, 6 in each stack, on the table of pure gold before the Lord. By each stack, put some pure incense as a memorial portion to represent the bread and to be a food offering presented to the Lord. This bread is to be set out before the Lord regularly, Sabbath after Sabbath, on behalf of the Israelites as a lasting covenant. It belongs to Aaron and to his sons, who are to eat it in the sanctuary area, because it is a most holy part of their perpetual share of the food offerings presented to the Lord. So there was a strict regulation with the holy bread, where only the priests were supposed to eat it. Nobody else was supposed to eat that bread. Mainly because nobody could go into the holy place, right, other than the priests. And also because this was a covenant that God was making, in other words, a promise God was making with the Levitical priests. This was a way for the priests to have communion with God. So the priests were supposed to go into the most holy place and eat this showbread at the table with God, like in front of where God was. That was the point of the showbread, was to have this like this meal with God. God was almost like sharing this food with the Levitical priests. And it was a way to show a bond between Yahweh and the priests, because God was giving some of his food to the Levitical priests. So the showbread was really only meant for the priests to eat. However, Ahimelech, going back to 1 Samuel 21, was offering this showbread to David and his companions. So you might be asking, was this wrong for Ahimelech to do? And that is where we go over to Matthew chapter 12, verses 1-8. Here's what it says. This is out of the WEB. At that time, Jesus went on the Sabbath day through the grain fields. His disciples were hungry and began to pluck heads of grains and to eat. But the Pharisees, when they saw it, said to him, "Behold, your disciples do what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath." But he said to them, "Haven't you read what David did when he was hungry, and those who were with him? How he entered into God's house and ate the showbread, which was not lawful for him to eat, nor for those who were with him, but only the priests? Or have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath day the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath and are guiltless? But I tell you that one greater than the temple is here. But if you had known what this means, 'I desire mercy and not sacrifice,' from Hosea 6 verse 6, you wouldn't have condemned the guiltless, for the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." So Jesus kind of clarifies this entire story, saying that it was actually merciful for Ahimelech to break the Old Testament law and give David the showbread, even though that was clearly stated in the Old Testament law that it was for the priests to eat. Ahimelech broke that to give it to David. And that's because David and his companions were starving. And Ahimelech, I think, realized this. So Ahimelech had a better understanding of the Old Testament law, that the Old Testament law is about loving God first and foremost, and then also loving your neighbor. The entire thing with the showbread, that was God showing his love to the Levitical priests by sharing his portion with them. And Ahimelech, I believe, understood that concept about God's mercy and God's love with the showbread. And he ended up sharing that showbread with David, who was starving and needed something to eat. Now, if Ahimelech would have just dealt out this bread to whoever without any care for what God said in the Old Testament, of course, that would have been a sin. But because Ahimelech understood the concept that Jesus was preaching to those Pharisees, that God desires mercy and not sacrifice, Ahimelech ended up giving that showbread to David. However, Ahimelech does do the right thing here because he asks if David and his companions were kept from women. In other words, were David and his companions clean? Because we know that also in the Old Testament law, if a man had an emission of semen, that he was considered unclean. So an unclean person was somebody who was not to partake of the holy things until they were made clean again. Ahimelech asks David, "Are you guys all clean? I will give you guys the showbread if you are ceremonially clean." And David's like, "Yes, we are all ceremonially clean. Truly, women have been kept from us as usual these 3 days. When I came out, the vessels of the young men were holy, though it was only a common journey. How much more than today shall their vessels be holy?" So David's like, yes, they are holy. They haven't had sex with anybody for this entire time. And of course, since they are holy then, how much more holy are they now? They are ceremonially clean, is what he says. So the priest gave him the holy bread, for there was no bread there but the show bread that was taken from before Yahweh to put hot bread in the day when it was taken away. So this just means that the bread got refreshed to the nice hot bread that was supposed to be on the show table. And the older bread was given to David and his companions. So you might be asking now, where does it say that David had companions in this chapter? Because David entered the temple alone. And Ahimelech points that out in verse 1. Why are you alone and no man with you? But then David said he has companions while also lying. So is it possible that David lied about having companions with him? And the reason that I think that David, yes, even though he lied about other things, I do think he had companions with him. Because if we go back to Matthew chapter 12, when Jesus relays this story to the Pharisees, Jesus mentions that David had companions with him. Let me read it again. He said to them, "Haven't you read what David did when he was hungry and those who were with him, how he entered into God's house and ate the showbread, which was not lawful for him to eat, nor for those who were with him, but only for the priests?" Jesus himself said that David had companions, and because Jesus is God and has all knowledge, I truly believe that David did have companions with him. So that's what I'm going to say about that. David lied about what his business was being in the temple, but I do believe that he had companions somewhere with him, or at least later on found some companions, and gave the showbread to those particular companions. Because that is what Jesus said David did. So David lied about his business, but he did not lie about having companions. That is what I think. So after this, it says in verse 7, things get kind of interesting here. A certain man of the servants of Saul was there that day, detained before Yahweh, and his name was Doeg the Edomite, or Doeg, but I'm going to go with Doeg. Doeg the Edomite, the best of the herdsmen who belonged to Saul. So it seems like this Doeg the Edomite guy is sneaking around, spying on everything that David and this priest are saying to each other. And Doeg, being one of the servants of Saul, in fact, one of Saul's best servants is kind of what it said. He was the mightiest of the herdsmen who belonged to Saul is what it says. This Doeg guy would have known that Saul was trying to kill David. And I don't think David saw this Doeg guy, but I think Doeg saw David. And when Doeg saw David, he snooped around and eavesdropped on the conversation between David and Ahimelech. We'll talk more about that in the next chapter. But Doeg the Edomite was at the temple at this point in time and saw what was going on with David and Ahimelech. And he hears David say to Ahimelech, "Isn't there here under your hand a spear or a sword? For I haven't brought my sword or my weapons with me because the king's business required haste." So once again, David lies. He lies completely. And if Doeg the Edomite were sitting there listening to everything going on with David and Ahimelech, he would have heard David lie. So keep that in mind when we talk about this in about a week. So the priest says to David, still believing David's story, of course, because once again, why wouldn't he? David did not have a history of being extremely dishonest, as far as Ahimelech knew. Though I should mention, David did lie once before this, when he was first hiding out in the previous chapter with Saul. He actually asked Jonathan to tell Saul that David was home at Bethlehem. Most likely that was a lie, actually, because David likely had not traveled back home. He was hiding out in the fields, like waiting to see what Saul was going to do. So yeah, David did lie before, but Ahimelech didn't know that. Ahimelech thought David was an honest guy. Everyone thought that David was relatively honest. They all liked David. Once again, he believes David's story that David is hurrying on a mission from Saul and that David forgot his weapons. So the priest says, "Behold, the sword of Goliath the Philistine, whom you killed in the valley of Elah, is here, wrapped in a cloth behind the ephod. If you would like to take that, take it, for there is no other except that here." So this temple was a godsend in multiple ways for David, because not only did Ahimelech understand the law and give David the showbread, even though priests weren't really supposed to do that, it also happened to be the place where Goliath's sword ended up. So this temple ended up being a big godsend for David because of the food and also Goliath's sword. So David says, "There is none like that sword. Give it to me." And so David takes the sword. So we'll finish up the rest of this story on Friday. I hope to see all you guys then. Thank you so much for everybody who is sharing the podcast and telling people about it, because word of mouth is an excellent way for this podcast to get more listeners. And also it's a great way to minister to people, because this podcast is talking almost primarily, except for when I rabbit trail, about the Bible. But guys, I will see you all tomorrow for an episode out of Acts, where we're going to be talking about Paul's shipwreck. It's a very intense story. I feel like this chapter of Acts that we're talking about could be made into a movie. That is how interesting and intense it really is. So I'll see you guys all tomorrow for that. But until then, happy listening and God bless.